Oh, shit.
Yo. What's up?
Not much.
All right, yo, so this how does this work?
I guess this is how it works. Like, we just talk and it records it.
Huh, so it's like a call and it records it. Okay, cool. Like, how do you add music and stuff?
Might come after. Is there a way to, like, add new niggas while you doing this shit? It gotta be.
That's what I was thinking. But I ain't get, there's no other option.
Damn, so what niggas would just do like this and then talk, I guess?
I guess. And then I guess edit after.
Yeah. It's like ways to add music and shit to it. So this will probably just be with the audio, which is cool for now until we get everything.
Yeah.
It sound clear, I guess. Like, it don't sound bad.
This sound clear. I don't know how I sound.
Gotta get Charlie on here somehow.
If you find the time. That man busy.
Yo. Yo, this editing shit crazy.
I might have to find out how to do this.
It keep turning off whenever I like raise it. Cause it's like acting like a phone call. Hold on.
So you got.
Let me send it to Charlie.
So you got control since you started it, right?
Nah, it just got like me and you here. Oh shit. Oh, that's me. Damn, I don't even know what to talk about now. How about the how about them Cavs?
I'd rather talk about how the Warriors lost. You know?
They lost?
Yeah, they keep it up.
Who they lose to?
The Rockets.
All right. I keep asking like this. Not four teams left. Man, I ain't even pay attention, man. You might as well just give the Warriors a ring now.
Man, I don't know. From the beginning of the year, I always said it was going to be Rockets, Cavs.
You think the Rockets going to beat the Warriors?
I really think the Rockets going to beat the Warriors. With Chris Paul and all them, I think they're going to beat them.
How bad did they beat the Warriors tonight?
They beat them by like 20-something.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
They caught fire. Kevin Durant had 38. Shit. And they still lost by 20-something.
What about the Splash Brothers?
Yeah, they were...
Trash Brothers?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what happened to them.
That's crazy.
Clay was ass.
They all... It's like none of them are all three on the same page. Whenever Curry playing well, you know, yeah. Clay not there. Whenever Clay playing well, Curry not there.
Or either it'll be like two of them that go off and the other one would just be like, all right, cool. That's crazy. They really got four All-Stars on their team.
Yeah, KD had to do that, show. The nah, niggas got the best record
they got,
in the history
of the
league.
They got four All-Stars and like a handful of decent players.
Hell yeah. They still got like
they got
Sean Livingston,
like,
Andre Iguodala,
Andre
Iguodala, Nick Young. Come on,
yeah,
bro.
Nick Young on and off.
He kind of balling, though.
He could ball, but, like, he's not consistent with it. He kind of like JR.
Yeah.
He's not consistent.
You got to watch him because he's the type of nigga to get, like, 15 points one game.
He'll just turn up and just hit number, like, five straight threes.
Swaggy P. Shall we need to get this app, man? This nigga playing.
Yeah. And we can have that music debates.
Oh, man. That man get to talking about.
Y'all already know who my favorite artist is.
Jermaine. Yo, I was talking to my cousin. Mm-hmm. And he said KOD was ass. How you feel about that?
As a person that's not a J. Cole fan, I thought it was okay. I listened to a few songs on there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I really liked For Your Eyes Only.
For real?
I really like that one. Huh. And Charlie said he didn't really like it because
nah, I didn't really like it.
It wasn't really like the thematics about it wasn't consistent or whatever, I guess. Because, like, we was in the car one time and we was listening to, what's that shit called? With the exchange beat.
Damn.
Damn, what's that shit called?
We just gonna call it Exchange Remix. For the time being. That's basically all it is.
Yeah, when that was playing, he's like, I hate it because they ain't got nothing to do with the rest of the album. I'm like, nigga, you a J. Cole stan. I didn't know you could. I didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah.
Yo, this is that shit gonna fuck with me now.
Man, I liked KOD. I thought it was alright. I liked it better than For Your Eyes.
Hold on, that shit is called. You put your hands in the sky if you want it.
You looking that shit up, huh?
Yeah.
Damn.
Deja vu. There we go.
Deja vu.
Yup. But yeah, I like that more than KOD. The For Your Eyes Only.
KOD, when I first listened to it, I was like, yeah. And then I listened. The more I listened to it, the more I appreciate it.
Right.
I tried to listen to For Your Eyes Only. I was like dozing off and shit, you know.
That shit. Hey, man. Only the deep understand.
Yeah, I guess I'm not deep. That shit was boring to me.
KOD was cool though. It wasn't ass. Yeah,
it wasn't ass, right. And it wasn't like. The
I
best
really like
album.
Kevin's Heart.
I like Kevin's Heart. Damn,
of course, ATM.
What's that song that he made where it's featuring him, but he made a whole different persona? I think it's called The Cutoff or something like that.
Yeah,
I think that song cool.
Kill Edward.
Yeah, Kill Edward.
That reminds me of
nigga made a whole
of the Edward we know. Ed Boy.
Oh shit, Eddie Boy.
Oh man, but then it also reminded me of. Oh man. The other thing about it.
Oh man. Oh man, and that's connected with somebody else.
I know. I can't.
Damn.
Huh, so you can play music in the background on, like, if you're listening to music, but
it's
to
not
get actual music to play, I'm gonna see how I can do that. Because I connected my Apple Music to my Anchor account. So it gotta be a way to do that. Then I'm gonna eventually get it on Apple Podcasts. Then we'd be rocking and rolling as far as, you know, just having our content out there.
Yeah.
All that other fancy stuff can come later.
Yeah.
But we do need
something. Just like a test.
This is a test. Like, I'm gonna just, this will probably just be for us because niggas ain't talking about
it. Nah, ain't talking about nothing.
You ain't scaring me, not.
I need to redo my whole Apple Music thing, though. I got the Black Panther soundtrack on here. Not even
I do too.
The actual, like, score.
Oh, wow. Never mind.
Oh, you meant the album?
I thought that's what you were talking about.
I got, only song I got is King's Dead, Big Shot. All the Stars, and Pray For Me.
So, basically, all the...
The radio songs.
I was about to say, yeah, basically all the radio songs. I like Paramedic.
I don't remember how that go. I don't even know if I heard it.
Yeah, I like Paramedic.
I've been listening to the soundtrack too.
And Paramedic. All the other songs don't have Kendrick, so I don't care.
What you think of This Is America?
The video or the song?
Yeah.
I got two.
Yeah, what you think of the video?
The song cool. The
video, you think people hyping
like
up the video?
I like it, but I think people overanalyze stuff.
Yeah, niggas acting like this the next like Matrix or something.
Yeah, and then the people would try to lie, be like, "Oh, that's Trayvon Martin's dad," and then he had to come out. That's not his dad.
Exactly.
He would try to overanalyze stuff. It's kind of obvious what he was trying to do, and people trying to go deeper than it needs to be. I guess obvious that when he shot the choir, that was to represent the church shooting.
Exactly.
And yeah,
someone made a point though, saying that it represented that the church can't save you or something like that. which I thought was weird. That's a way to put it, although a little, you know, controversial.
It's a cool point, but I don't think that's what he meant by it.
Yeah.
I think it's more direct, and people overanalyze it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it represents that religion is a scam.
Like, no, bro.
Oh, man.
What happened is what he meant. Like, he just shot niggas in the church.
Right.
But, yeah, people was really coming up with, like, 100,000 different meanings for what it meant. Like,
this the Jim Crow stance. Oh, you're not deep enough. You're not going to get it.
Like,
yo, and then people were trying to get on him. They were like, how is he so woke and so deep and got a white girlfriend?
Like, what?
Yo.
Niggas will always find something to be mad about.
Yeah. I was talking about that with my aunt. She said, how are you pro-black but dating an enemy?
Enemy?
Yeah.
I don't know about enemy.
Yeah, I didn't know. Yeah.
But it is a little iffy if you know, preach being pro-black, but you out here, you know, dating somebody outside.
Playing the snow.
Snow money. But yeah, I do agree with that. But to say that that discredits him as an artist or, you know, the video, that's kind of weird.
Yeah. I don't think that discredits him as like a... I feel like it takes a little bit of credit away from your pro-black stance, but I don't think it should completely neglect it. Like, you can't pro-black if you're dating somebody outside your race. Nah.
I mean, you can be. It just looks funny.
Yeah.
That's like me saying...
a little bit of credit away.
That's like me saying, you don't care about your health if you're not, you know, if you eat meat. But then I'm out here eating meat or something, or I'm out here eating garbage that's just as bad as meat. Like, I don't know. It's some type of cognitive dissonance. Candace, shut up.
Is that who that is?
Yeah.
Damn. Reply.
Right. Any other time. Taking years.
And she had to reply.
Yo, if we had her on here, we'd just be on here messing with her.
Tell her to join. Tell her to add it.
I'm going to get her and Shalik on here. Exactly.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to let them listen to it. And you see the points in the paint, the fast break points come from 3 to 12. You know what? Plus, when we talk about stuff like, you know, why females do certain stuff, maybe we can get her.
It would be cool to get a female point of view.
Yeah.
Or even if she wants to talk about anything other than that, you know?
Yeah.
She might have points on other things, you know?
Yeah. Hopefully. Any other time, she's just straight useless. Have nothing to add to the conversation.
Yikes. Carter, useless. Yikes. Dang. Dang, useless stuff?
I called it like I see it, man.
Man, we gotta talk about Infinity War. We gotta talk about all that.
I mean, I feel like I know what's gonna happen in Infinity War.
I saw this shit 3 times.
Same.
And I'm still not over it yet. My favorite part though is with the Guardians.
The for real?
Yeah.
You'll see. Oh, when they were in the ship.
Quill, are you making your voice deeper?
No, I'm not. You will not be taking our pods today, sir.
Like, what? But he kind of ruined everything. Like, yo, they had the gauntlet off. And you just had to go and fucking...
Yeah, they basically had it all.
Expensive. Damn. I ain't ready to get no more alien. 90. Let me pistol whip the strongest dude in the universe.
Yeah.
Like, yo, really?
While they're trying to get the glove.
They was like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. But you got to remember, Doctor Strange saw that shit 4 million times. And I'm pretty sure that was the only way possible. So don't know. Maybe everything's going to play out.
Yeah, people keep forgetting that. They're like, yeah, they're not going to come back.
Before he died, he said it was the only way.
Yeah.
So,
I think he said 14 million.
Oh, he said 14 million?
14 million, 605. How many did we win?
One.
Like, damn, nigga.
One? That was a good movie.
I liked it.
Yeah. It really developed. I like the character development for Thanos and Gamora.
Mm-hmm. I liked it too because it's like it rewards the people that watch the movies,
yeah,
while not being too, you know, detailed. You know, like it gave us little hints and stuff. Like, oh, remember that from this?
Yes.
Like they had references. It wasn't like nothing like flashbacks.
Nothing like you had to watch this.
Yeah.
To know this, to know that.
Like,
yeah.
I'm sure even if you didn't watch Captain America, you could know who Red Skull was, and you could recognize that he hasn't been in any movies since Captain America.
For a while.
Yeah.
Yo.
I don't even know why they brought him back.
Yo. Did I tell you about them, like, three girls sitting next to me the second time I saw it?
I think so. Didn't you say that they said he was, like, related to Vision or some stupid
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, they said that's where Vision's from. And after they were like, after they showed how Gamora's mom died,
mm-hmm.
I forgot who it was, but some they said, oh, that's Gamora's mom. After they just showed how she died.
Oh my God. What is wrong with people?
They were asking all these questions.
Those are the people that saw Black Panther.
Because they were like, who's
Black Panther will return in Infinity War?
And they were like, oh, okay, like, cool.
Black Panther 2, right. They was heated when that man wasn't even in that movie that much. I'm sure and, they was filmed at the same time.
And,
yeah.
Yo, the first time I saw it and he died, the whole like, theater, oh. It was like a universal, oh, hell no.
Black guy always got to die first.
Actually, the black guy did die first.
Keeping his brother down.
He did?
Idris Elba. That was the first person to die.
Hell yeah, they thought we didn't know.
Yep.
They thought we forgot Heimdall.
He tried to be slick.
I bet you half the theater didn't know who he was.
Hell no.
Especially the people that didn't watch Thor.
Hell no.
He was one of the most important people in that movie.
Hell yeah. You heard him say he was his best friend or something like that.
I didn't even know they was best friends, though. Like, I didn't know that either. I just thought that he was like, you know, oh, I know your dad and shit. You know, what's up?
Yeah. I thought it was like
one of the people that, you know, he went on adventures and shit with since, like, the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it was like him and this one girl, and it was like three other dudes.
Yeah. And then
they had a very anti.
He played a crucial role in Ragnarok too.
Who
Honda? Thor was gone. Yeah, when Thor was gone, he basically took over.
Mm-hmm. He was escorting everybody to safety and shit.
Yo, have you noticed that?
What up?
Every superhero got a black sidekick.
Hell yeah.
Yo, Captain America
got Falcon.
No, hold on. Yeah, Captain America got Falcon. Iron Man got War Machine. Thor got
Heimdall. Shit.
I'm trying to think. I think it's one more. Nah, I'm tripping. That's it.
Hey man, we got. That's crazy. What they trying to say?
That's crazy.
It's that white man's company. That's why niggas was so in love with Black Panther, I guess. Even though he wasn't that cool in his movie. He was straight useless.
Nah, he got his ass whooped. Everybody was slapping him. He almost lost the first battle. The very first battle of the movie.
Exactly, to a dude that don't got no knowledge of vibranium. Also, what else? He lost to him. He couldn't even get Claw when dude was literally in his hands. Gave him to the Asian dude for no reason. Michael B. Jordan kicked his ass.
Yeah, several times.
Then he had trouble beating him. That was underwhelming, though. They really rushed Killmonger, like,
What you mean by that?
I mean, they could have really, like, developed him a bit more. Like, showed how he got to where he was. Like, oh. I know his dad had the whole, you know,
yeah, remember let's the use first...
Wakanda to help niggas out told yeah. thing. But it's like, all right, but, we get that, but why did he adopt that? And how did he know that's what his dad wanted, you know?
That book.
Oh, I guess.
Yeah, the book, I think.
But I guess, but I really remember, would like to see how he got to where he got. Because, like, yeah, you don't just go
from... they were, like, the first cut of the movie was, like, 4 to 5 hours or something like that. So they had,
said that?
Yeah.
The fuck?
And then damn. Everybody went on Twitter, I'll sit there the whole 5 hours. Blah, 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 blah.
I bet they would. They're so the same really people that saw the movie 10 times.
Yeah, so they had to cut some stuff out. Probably some crucial stuff, too. Like, remember that scene that they showed?
What?
It was a scene they showed on Twitter. I don't know if it's out officially. It was a scene basically showing why, I don't know his character's name, but Daniel Kaluuya or something like
that. Wakabi?
Yeah. It showed why he was siding with Killmonger.
Oh, that was a deleted scene.
Yeah, it was a deleted scene.
That was him talking to Okoye, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was talking about raising kids and shit. I don't remember.
Yeah. That's crucial to show that they basically husband and wife.
Yeah.
I thought they were just dating.
They definitely did mention it. But yeah, I ain't know either.
They mentioned it, but it's like...
I don't think it was necessary. I'm glad they cut it. Because, you know... Wakabi wasn't even that crucial to the whole Wakanda arc. Because they ain't even show him in the movie. But he like they main warrior of the border tribe. Which I don't get.
That's why I said it would have helped a little bit. Because he didn't have that much scenes. And it would have, like, helped us gotten to know him a little bit, you know?
Right. I'm see, mad like, they ain't even that, show, yo. Like he was there. They ain't even show, what's his name? Oh, what's his name? They ain't even show Nakia. They don't have to worry about home, like, they ain't tell us where she was. They ain't tell us where Valkyrie was.
They do.
It's like hella people in the movie that, you know, could have been helpful.
Yeah.
He probably would have disintegrated too, though. I'm not even gonna lie. What was Nakia gonna do?
And I feel like they held back, you know, Hulk for a reason.
Yeah.
They definitely did that for a reason.
They got everybody next. They had him running in the trailer. I'm like, all right. The Hulk, he a little more intelligent now. My man's talking and all this.
Yeah.
Then we get there. No.
But you gotta think that was one on one. He got his ass whooped.
Yeah.
Everybody else was fighting in groups.
Yeah. He got scared.
So if he was, yeah, he got scared for sure. For sure. He's probably so used to winning that one L just like.
Yeah, because it's the Hulk, and the Hulk yeah. really didn't like. He didn't fear anything, because he can't really get hurt or feel pain, so he didn't really fear death. But he like, yo, I could have died. Like, you fight this battle. Which is crazy, because, like, I've read in some things that, like, I guess some, like, variations of the comics, if Bruce Banner would try to kill himself, the Hulk would come out.
Would take, yeah. That was in the first movie.
Really?
Yeah. The very first movie with,
the Hulk? It wasn't even... Edward Norton?
Yeah, Edward Norton. He tried to shoot himself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was, like, dark, and then it came back, and it was green, and he crushed it. Gun in his hand.
Damn.
Yeah, he like held the gun up to his head and then he turned into the Hulk and he crushed the gun.
Shit, crazy. But I like it now. I feel like Mark Ruffalo talked to somebody like, yo, I'm useless. Like, give me something to do in this movie. So they like, all right, you're gonna be afraid of Thanos and you're gonna stumble around the whole rest of the movie. Yeah. Which was good, I guess.
But he's still doing the CGI, though.
Yeah.
He's still doing, like, the little...
He do the stand-ins and shit?
Like, the little face thing. You know how they put the little stuff on their face and then they talk? How Thanos was with...
Like how Rocket and them are?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know Mark Ruffalo did the stand-in.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Man, shout out Vin Diesel.
I don't think he did the voice, though.
Millions to say three words.
Yeah. But he got to say different variations.
Right.
That's still easy shit.
I am Groot. I am Groot. Like, yo.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I am Groot.
Shout out Groot. He come clutch in every movie he's in.
Yeah, he really do.
First movie, he sacrificed everybody. Well, he sacrificed himself to save everybody.
Yeah. Second movie,
what?
I don't think he did. Because remember, his arm is a part of the
Oh, that's interesting theory, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, can a piece of him come back from that?
That's something that they could do, yeah.
Oh, no, it's just a thought.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that. Because in the first movie, they replanted a piece of his branch that came off.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think trees work like that, but fuck it.
It's, I don't know. It's,
no seed or nothing.
Yeah, it's a movie.
Just a branch. I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah, it's a movie.
What we doing. Well, yeah, Baby Groot was cool.
Yeah.
Man, all the ego brain.
Yeah. All the original Avengers are alive. So, I already know how this going to go. They going to fight him. I feel like they're going to have to sacrifice themselves.
Die. Yeah. I think they all
to save die. Everybody else.
Iron Man's dying. They all going to die and they all going to get monuments. Tony and Cap going to come together and settle their differences.
Mm-hmm.
Let's save the world one last
what
time,
are they
buddy.
Over again?
They fought over the Sokovia Accords, basically saying we shouldn't fight crime. Well, basically saying that
we need the government.
Yeah, we're giving our power.
We need
to
the okay. Yeah, we need the okay to fight.
Right. And Captain America was like, "Nah, I don't really want put all my power in the government. I want to have the freedom to choose.
Yeah.
Even though it's gonna be casualties and all that."
I mean, the world, though. Yeah.
He ain't got much to live for, so he don't care what happens. Yeah. Only thing he got from his past is Bucky.
He got Falcon.
I mean, from his past, like, from his time.
I mean, from past, yeah.
Like, it ain't nothing that really defines who he was that's left.
From back then, I feel you.
Peggy died.
I mean, she was like 90 something years old.
She was all delusional. He was talking to her.
Yeah.
Steve, you're alive. 5 minutes later, you're alive. Damn. Forgot already? Stop to hand you a fucking cup. But yeah. Shout out Steve Rogers. All that man do is punch and kick. He don't even throw a shield no more.
Yo.
They said they was making a new one for him in Homecoming, but I guess that was just an Easter egg.
Yeah. He had them little Wakandan shields. I don't know what the fuck those were. It was basically like...
Nothing.
Yeah, it was like brass knuckles off. Things stuff that connected to his forearm.
Yeah, that was like, it don't even really protect him. It just protects his forearm.
Put that shit on his forearm. What the fuck? I'm expecting like I was expecting like an all black version of the first one he had.
Right, that'd have been tough. Maybe like Wakanda letters on it or something.
Yeah, that's what I was expecting.
Since that's where the shield comes from anyway.
Yeah, and I wanted it to like do something, you know, with all the technology they had.
Yeah, like that shit could have like had electricity or something come from it or something like that. Or it could have did the whole kinetic energy thing that new Black Panther suit does.
Yeah.
But this man
they didn't want to give
this man got glorified pads. I'm like
they didn't want to give him too much.
Yeah, I know.
That's realistic.
I was talking to somebody about how Black Panther doesn't care about black people. Because I was thinking to myself, this man didn't hesitate to save the agent. But when War Machine got paralyzed, this man ain't do nothing.
No, like, really, he didn't.
I know at this point, crazy. You know, he ain't really trust nobody and all that. And he wasn't going back and forth between Wakanda and everything, but yo, you could at least help the brother out. Like, he didn't even say nothing. Damn, that's crazy. So, what are you guys about to do? But maybe Asian Ross.
Maybe we can save him. Stereotype that Africans don't like African Americans.
Hell yeah.
The Akatas can save themselves. That's racist.
But yeah, he could have saved him. This man. Couldn't wait to help Bucky. Couldn't wait to help Asian Ross. That's why Shuri said, another broken white boy for us to fix.
Damn, that's why he really don't care about black people. That's not... Damn, that's crazy.
I know, right?
He could have helped Falcon out a little bit, because Falcon a little bit useless.
A little bit. This man got a glorified jetpack.
That's basically it.
And he be really. He got whipped by Ant-Man.
Yeah.
He got whipped by Ant-Man, and Ant-Man was a rookie.
Well, Ant-Man just got his suit too, right?
Oh yeah, he didn't even know what he was doing.
He could, yeah. He could have helped him out, man.
Trim a little bit. Cap, don't find out about this. Wait, you don't even got the budget to hire Chris Evans. He just had to settle for Falcon. I'm dead.
Anthony Mackie.
Ain't that the nigga from Detroit?
Yeah. His real name is Clarence.
In a movie?
Nah, that's a line from 8 Mile.
Oh. Yikes. See, man. Shout out Detroit, though. That movie was intense. Did you see it?
Nah, I didn't. Is that the movie about, like, it's a riot or something?
It was about the riots, but a good deal of the movie was about these dudes in a hotel. Like, basically being, like, invaded by the army and the police because shots came from that building. Mm-hmm. Shots came from the building that they were in. So the cops came, and they was really interrogating, like, everybody. But it was intense because the whole scene, they, you know... They really like trying to threaten everybody, and they saying, if you don't tell us who shot or who killed such and such, then, you know, we're going to kill you. And then they was doing stuff like going into the room. You know, they was doing stuff like scare tactics, basically like shooting at the, what's the name? They would like shoot at the suspects and everything.
Damn.
They would go into the room and they would fire a shot, but they wouldn't actually kill them. That was like a scare tactic that they used. Mm-hmm. So that the other people tell the truth, who wants, who next? Who gonna tell the truth?
Yeah.
So, like, it was just a real intense scene because it felt like it was going on for like 30 minutes. And I'm sure it was probably about, you know, 10 to 15, but they were just going from next person to the next person. And they even accidentally killed somebody.
Oh, shit.
Because one of the cops thought that you was actually killing people. It's like, yeah, I shot him. I'm like, what? I'm like, Jesus Christ. So they really. Like, they really shot him. To the cops, it was just a, you know, army trick, I guess. But I was like, damn. But I don't like movies like that anyway. Because, you know, those are just some type of movies that keep on. Yeah. Look how black people were treated back then.
Yeah. But it's, my thing is, it's a whole bunch of those movies. It's a whole bunch of slavery movies.
Like Jim Crow, segregation type shit?
It's a whole bunch of those. Like, we need to see more like Black Panther. I want a black John Wick.
Yeah.
I want a black John Wick.
We need movies like that show like the good stuff.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't even mean like the stereotypical like, we was kings and queens. But like, even just, you know, regular stuff. Like, yeah, the like average black community back then. Yeah. Not no...
And I think that's where BET should step up. Like, but then again, they're white owned now, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
They're white owned, so
BET is black. It's not black owned, so I don't even. At this point, I used to get mad when I used to be like, "Yo, why are they only showing the same three movies
over and over again?"
Baby Boy, Boys in the Hood,
right?
Don't get in this.
You know how much potential BET could have? That could be like a platform. They could have,
they could show potential stuff. And not even just like reality shows that got like stereotypes.
Right.
I'm talking like
animators, all different types of like black talent.
Yeah, they
but they just want to limit it to Tyler Perry and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, the stereotypes.
Right. But finding out that they're not even black owned makes a lot of sense because it's like, oh, they don't know what black people like. They think all we want to watch is Baby Boy every week.
Yo, legit, I don't remember the last time I watched BET.
I don't either. It was probably around the time 106 and Park was still alive and well.
Yeah.
Back when Bow Wow was still running the business.
Oh, you used to watch it with Bow Wow?
I'm telling you, that's probably the last time I seen BET.
I stopped after Terrence and Rocky. Is it Rocky or Roxy? Roxy, I think. Right? I forgot.
I think so.
Terrence or Roxy.
Yeah those, they Roxy, sound familiar. Terrence or Roxy. You ain't rocking with Shad Moss?
Hell no. After I found out Bow Wow was on there, I was like, yeah. Yep, this is going.
So you gonna act like he ain't just so you gonna act like he killed lottery ticket?
Nigga, did we see the same lottery ticket?
What you mean? That's a poor man's Friday.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is.
Watered down Friday.
Let's make another Friday. Damn, we old. Put Bow Wow in it.
Ice Cube saves the day with another punch of the neighborhood bully.
Yeah. And said the same line.
You just got knocked. What the? Blood. He said it in what was that movie with him in
Oh yeah, that,
Charles. What's it? And they had I don't want to say his name. School Fight or something like that.
Something like that. I actually like that movie.
Fist fight. Charlie Day. I was about to say something dumb, like Charles Dickens or something.
She said another time.
Who said it?
Candace. When you told her to get on here.
I know what she's doing.
Oh man. She put that emoji, the little sweating emoji.
I know.
Yeah.
She a little occupied.
Oh man. Damn.
She got motor on.
Yo. Yo.
Grass gotta get cut.
Oh man. She moving boxes.
She got that box cutter.
Oh shit.
Yo. So I'm looking at a film camera.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to add a new child to my collection.
What's that looking like?
They really cheap. They like 150 and less.
For real?
Yeah.
Huh.
Film cameras that give you that, you know, that that grainy look. Yeah, that's what I'm liking. Just has something different. But yeah, I'm glad I studied the whole whatchamacallit today. The whole editing thing.
Man.
That's going good.
Yeah, I saw those pictures. I'm nice. Those flower pictures really came out nice.
Thanks. I was looking at them like, yo, the originals were kind of like washed out.
Mm-hmm. But, and it's more vibrant.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that's that's what people expect them to look like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't believe I ain't started sooner, the whole post-production thing. Something today told me, you know what? It's time to learn.
Damn. Yeah, I gotta find something else. I might get back in the gym. I might start personal training.
For real?
I'm dead serious. A couple of girls have asked me.
Really?
Yeah, on campus before.
What, you went to the gym with them or something?
Not to the gym. One of the desk attendants asked, and I forgot who else. Somebody else asked, but yeah.
That's what's up. What they need help with.
They just wanted the same thing all girls want. They want to flatten their stomach and get a fat ass.
See, another important thing that they got to realize, though, is the diet.
Hell yeah.
The diet and the exercise, really it's going to take more than just doing squats.
That goes hand in hand. What you eat, what you putting in your body, and what you doing to it goes hand in hand.
Exactly.
Like, if you try to work a specific muscle group or build something, you got to eat a certain, like, well, not certain food. You have to have, like, a certain type of intake. Like a certain
I feel like you gotta work out everything though.
Yeah, if you try to build, you want to eat more protein, and you know, contrary to popular belief, if you try to burn, you want to eat. You got to eat to burn. You know what I'm saying? People want to starve themselves. Like if you try to if you try to burn fat, you have to eat. You can't starve yourself and then try to run on the treadmill.
That's not. Yeah, that's not even good. Yeah. You need those.
Yeah,
you need that fuel.
Yeah. It might work temporarily, but it's not going to, like, stay.
Yeah, it's bad. Because when you do eat, like, when you do it just throws everything off.
Yeah.
Yeah. It needs that fuel to use for your exercise.
It needs calories to burn.
I eat clean. Eat clean. Eat healthy. It's more than just, you know. Oh, I'm going to eat whatever, and this is going to go to this. This is going to go to my butt or whatever. Like, nah. Well, I'm going to just do squats and nothing else. Like, nah. Hit that leg press.
You got to even it out, too, because you don't want to be built like a pear.
Or an ant.
Yeah.
Have no type of thighs or nothing. No set of pear.
Yeah, a pear.
Scrawny. Built like
scrawny up top and
look like
fucking Hulk legs.
Squidward after the Krabby Patties. Yeah.
But in order for that to happen, I feel like I need to get in the gym over the summer.
Me too. I've been losing my touch. I don't know what it is. I haven't had the motivation.
I just that little school stuff and ain't even help out. I just might have ain't even help out. I still gotta retake Calc 3.
Dang, that's tough.
Yeah, that was depressing when I looked at that grade. I actually got the email before I saw the grade, so I was like, fuck,
I'm not even gonna look.
You ain't get an email? Check your email.
I'm not gonna look.
Oh man. You gotta check eventually. Whenever you damn.
I'm trying to show you back in there.
I'm trying to think. Would you rather check when you're having a good day or having a bad day?
Bad day.
So it can just all be bad.
I need all the bad stuff to happen at once.
Yeah.
That way it's only but you can only go up from there.
You don't want to even it out a little bit?
Nope.
Yeah.
It take that one, you know, if things are going great and I get like the slightest bad news, I'll just be like, dang, what else can go wrong? So I'd rather be able to everything at once. Yeah. Man, I am hungry.
So you'd rather 7 bad things that happen to you and one day out of the week, then one bad thing to happen to you every day of the week.
Oh yeah, I can deal with all types of bad stuff. But if it's a new day and nothing gonna happen, that's cool. Mm-hmm. A new day is a new start. But if I feel like if I'm reliving the same, you know, thing every day, like damn.
Yeah.
Damn, did they eat up all the chicken? Fuck.
Black people. Yo. All
right, here we go. What up?
Yo, hip-hop chicken is expensive.
Word. I be getting 5 tenders with fries and, you know, the bread and everything.
$11.
something like that. Well, eight. Yeah. I don't even get a drink. Damn. Why, you just ordered from there?
Nah, not just. When we were leaving out, that's what we went.
What'd you get?
I got wings. Yeah, I got wings.
For real?
Yeah.
Well, they chicken be baby as hell.
Yeah, it's smaller. Yeah, it was smaller. But that seasoning they put on there, that crack.
That crack? Niggas know. I don't know what they be putting. Cocaine on their chicken.
Yeah, crack cocaine.
People love
pure crack cocaine.
I fuck with it, though. Does anyone actually get fish from Hip Hop Fish and Chicken?
Hell, I don't think so. Only weird niggas you get.
That one nigga that gotta be different?
I feel like that.
I got trout.
Yo, I ain't even gonna lie. That's something Mitch did. Remember
oh, yeah. When we went to Sonny's and this man got like catfish or something. Like, yo, yeah. Really?
Went to a wing place and got fish.
That's the type of shit he do.
Next, we're gonna go to a burger joint and get sushi.
You the type of man get a hot dog from Burger King and say it's nasty. Like, yeah. Nigga, what'd you expect? The shit probably made out of, you know, hamburger meat. Yeah, it's rolled into a little shit.
I'm not getting something they not like specialized in.
Yeah.
If you like a
just to be
like
different.
A burger place, I'm not gonna get like, I'm not gonna get wings.
Wings taste like beef and shit.
Right.
Like, it's like all cooked grease. In the same grease.
Yep. They use the burger grease to cook the wings.
Then they be complaining. Like, yo, what'd you expect? First of all, you eating at Burger King. So, that's a problem in itself. Then you expecting something that they ain't even known for.
Right. The only thing Burger King good for is their ice cream. And onion rings.
They got good ass desserts. I'm not even gonna hold them. I used to get them Hershey pies.
Hell yeah. Do they still serve them?
I hope so. I need to go one day.
Yeah, I might give me one.
Anyway, no, say the burger for real. They want that pie though. It's crazy. Shall eat ghosts and niggas.
Man, he busy. That man busy.
This is beefing. This guy.
Oh, man.
Get your mans, bro. Mitch, he's just living up to his name. This man say who? That's how it is. Yeah, I'm over it. I legit forgot he existed.
Yeah.
This man, an urban legend.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm gonna do when I go to New York.
Oh, I forgot this was a podcast.
Oh, shit.
Hey, yo.
Fuck it.
Yo. This should be going on for 50 minutes.
For real?
Yeah. I'm looking at it right now.
Hold up.
It's a 50-minute podcast.
Hey, yo. Niggas is rambling. That's crazy. See, yo. It'd be hilarious if we had Charlie.
Yeah, ain't nobody gonna listen to this shit right now.
Shit, I would.
50 minutes of, yeah, I would. But 50 minutes of rambling.
I want to see how I sound.
Yeah, I want to see. I'm gonna listen to it. I'm definitely gonna listen to it.
Like, am I a funny nigga?
Yeah, I don't.
I'll holler at you, though.
All right.
All right.
All right.